this full Mercury?
Yeah. So, that sweet voice you just heard was...
Donnell Smith.
Okay, we were going to make up fake names for this, but this is what we're doing. All right, so he's Donnell Smith. And I guess I'm an artist, which I should explain we're married. But our last names are different. That may be a whole different episode.
Let's explain it. That could be, this is episode one. Let's go with that.
All right, well, there were several reasons why I didn't want to become Anna Nicole Smith.
And what were those reasons?
I didn't want to be Anna Nicole Smith. Or Annalisa Nicole Smith. I didn't want to be a Smith. Mm. Let's be honest.
Oh, shit.
I think it's great. You know, Will Smith carries it well. You know, Jada Pinkett is a good Smith. I just don't...
Donnell Smith?
I don't look like a Smith, bro.
No. And I didn't really mind.
Yeah. I said it to myself in the mirror a couple times, and it didn't look right. But I did change it on Facebook, so, you know, the community knows that I ride with you, right? That's important.
All my kids have Smith. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. You know, I did you one better than the Queen of England.
Damn. What is that? What are you talking about?
It's a lot of history behind the last name. It's kind of a Nazi supporter kind of last name. So, you know, it was just better if the kids all stayed Windsor.
I can't speak on that.
Yeah. Well, long story short, the females got to be Mountbattens, and the ones who were definitely not going to be heirs got to be Mountbattens. They had, like, hyphenated names. Mm-hmm. Windsor Mountbatten.
So, for me, if it would have been my people, it would have been, like, what?
So, Julian would have been an artist. Uh-huh. And so would Jalissa? No, Jalissa's a female.
I'm saying, like, for me... So I wouldn't have took my dad's name?
Oh, sorry. For you. Yeah. Right. For you. You're the third. You would have had your dad's name. Yeah. But you would have been Smith Williams. But fucking Delise would have been a Williams.
And she's the first?
Yes. Woman? And she's definitely heir to the throne. Heir to the throne. All right. Well, that was a tangent for no reason. I was explaining that I didn't take his last name, and that's the only important thing, right?
Yeah, and I love you.
I love you too.
That's the only important thing.
So, is there anything else you want to talk about related to our marriage status or last names?
No, not so much as our last names. Our marriage status, now that you just said something like that, we still never replaced our license.
All right, well, let's just start this topic. Let's make this episode about things that were not important to begin with, and we didn't realize how not important they were until we rejected them. Is that a good one?
I think this is going wherever it goes, right?
I think they're not going to be able to hear your voice, and they're going to hear me, it's going to sound like a bad story.
No, it's just... Wherever it goes, wherever the story takes us, Texas, right?
All right.
So,
okay, well, let's just describe our situation right now.
Our situation right now, it's Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12:57 a.m. We were out for Friday night, and my brother-in-law was asleep.
Normally, when someone is sleeping in the car after having hung out for so long, you would think the night was amazing, right? But we did
nothing. We drove around.
Parked the car, ate a burrito, ate some Taco Bell.
Yeah, well, no, first, me and you stopped and got Hawaiian barbecue.
Okay.
And then we were driving around because you were still working.
Yeah.
And then...
Pretty pathetic night, basically.
We went over to your brother's.
It started pathetic, and it ended pathetic is the main point to this whole situation.
Well, there was nothing that we could do because you specifically didn't get dressed to go outside.
You specifically guaranteed me that I would not have to go to any building at all whatsoever. So,
right.
I didn't have to get dressed. But anyway, I just said all that not to shame him for the whack night, but to let you know...
I think it's getting pretty fucking lit.
No, but...
No?
I said all that to let you know that we are right now parked in front of our house.
In the driveway.
In the driveway. Afraid to go in the house because the children will talk to us, so...
No, not afraid to go in the house.
No, I'm terrified.
You're missing the whole... We pull up to the house... And the curtains are pulled down.
Oh, yeah, no. The curtains are...
from our oldest son's window.
Yep, room is trashed. I can see inside of it. The curtains are down.
They had fun while we were out and doing absolutely nothing.
I'm absolutely certain. As sure as I'm certain I hear him, my brother snoring in the back, I am certain that the house is trashed inside there.
This nigga, if he knew we were here at the house, he would get out and go inside.
And just go to bed, right? He would just walk in the house and go to sleep.
He doesn't know we're here right now. That's funny. Where? I need that light. I just turned off the light and I need that light.
That's okay.
So, yeah.
So we were talking about things that we thought were important that are not important. What's one thing that you thought was super important that's not important anymore?
Something that I thought was important that's no longer important.
Like, I would say my wedding ring. Before I was ever married, I felt like that piece of jewelry was, like, super important, super significant. And I got married, got one, actually got two. Actually had three, because I lost a couple. Yeah, I've had multiple rings, and I don't wear any rings now because I lose them and because it's not important, you know?
I find them normally in the shower, on the kitchen sink. Yeah.
Oh, man, this is, like, the best. We have the snoring in the background and boogie nights, and we just seem like real classy people right now.
Yeah, but if you guys had a fucking visual of this shit, it's lit in here.
I can tell you the visual does not match the audio. You'd be surprised if you saw who you were talking to right now. That's for sure. Yeah. I can't find a good soundtrack for this.
So,
struggling to keep this shit strong.
No. I'm going fucking our 20.
Oh yeah, no. It's your turn to pick. Think of something that you thought was important that is not.
Weed.
Yeah.
I thought weed was really important as a fucking young guy, and now I know it's not really that important.
Yeah.
It's just something that you do. It's nothing that you need to...
I do specifically recall you believing that you could never quit smoking weed.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
And said that I would never and I would not stop praying. Like, I was facing a lot of time and I was like, fuck, I don't care. I'm going to still smoke. I'll be dirty. Fuck it. Class 1000, whatever. They're going to throw me in
the jail. Fuck it.
But, yeah, no. Money.
Yeah.
I used to think money was really important.
Because we were poor, it was important.
It's a necessary means. What else would I think was important? Being recognized and seen as an important person in an unimportant neighborhood.
You want to be the man of these streets, Mayor Wachukamanga?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the man of these streets.
That used to be important to me.
Well. I like that song. Have you heard this song?
Mm-hmm.
Just sing songs to me. This is a good one.
Jalissa is our daughter.
No, it's none of your. It's none of your business who Jalissa is. I can have side conversations with you without them being in my business. You know, like, you know who my fucking children are.
What's up, bro?
Oh yeah.
How was this night? You want to hang out with us more often?
Mm-mm. He's done.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. It was pretty much a wash. 30s are whack.
You ready to go in this spot?
This better be,
30s are for traveling.
This better be, a familiar place.
He said, I'm ready to go the fuck home, bud.
Cool bar.
If you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody.
Alright, well, episode number one, I think we can go ahead and wrap that up. Go ahead and fire this up and get on to our morning.
I don't think we should call this episode one. I think we should call it the pilot, you know, just like proof of concept.
Yeah.
This is definitely not an episode. It was poorly put together, produced, managed. Everything about this was poorly executed. So we'll call it a pilot.
Yeah,
well, give us. Or, you know, no, we'll just call it proof of concept. It's not a pilot yet. We're not going to market any of this shit to fucking networks.
Right, no. But this is just, you know,
we'll use draft. We'll use this as a way to check the audio and then just determine our levels or something.
How low should we not have the background music? Or? All
right, well, then we'll label this one episode -1.